The spotlight of the Detroit bankruptcy struggle is widening from the DIA to the retirees and now to water. Today, a committee of the Oakland County Board of Commissioners voted to spend $500,000 to hire consultants to look into creating a separate water system for Oakland and Macomb counties. It's one more sign of the increasingly tense bargaining between emergency manager Kevin Orr and representatives of Wayne, Oakland, and Macomb counties all over the future of the Detroit Water and Sewerage Department. Detroit News business columnist Daniel Howes joins us. And this is something that could really hit a lot of people square in the wallet, people who live well beyond Detroit city limits.
Yeah, that's exactly right. They've got about 4 million customers, which it was pointed out to me is about 40% of the population in the entire state of Michigan. So a lot of people do have an interest in how these negotiations play out. And Kevin Orr is firing back to these allegations that they haven't shared enough information with him with a long laundry list. It's 3 pages of meetings that have been held and about 2.5 pages of listing documents that have been shared with the counties over this thing. They had another meeting earlier this week, and according to Oakland County, nothing was really accomplished. And so there they are back in their corners. Meanwhile, Kevin Orr has put out what's called a request for information and has gotten 41 responses from potential private water operators around the country. So we're heading down several tracks here, and a lot of us have an interest in how this ends up.
Recap for us, Daniel, exactly what Kevin Orr proposed for the WSD.
He proposed a creation of what they were calling the Great Lakes Water Authority, which would be overseen by a board, a regional authority appointed by Wayne, Oakland, Macomb counties, Detroit. The counties would actually have a majority on the board, but the real sticking point is the amount of money that the counties would be paying the city in leases. Now, Kevin Orr makes the argument that this is revenue neutral and that they wouldn't be paying more. The counties say we don't agree with that, and plus the fact that you have major delinquency problems, particularly in the city of Detroit, and therefore people in the suburbs would be subsidizing people in the city of Detroit who don't pay their bills. And I had a meeting with Kevin Orr yesterday, and we talked about this, and he acknowledges that those are legitimate concerns.
Mm-hmm.
But he also makes the argument that this is revenue neutral, and this is his preferred solution. But I don't see right now that the counties are willing to move ahead with this in a way that they can see a resolution coming.
And the counties have been complaining, well, they're not giving us the information we want, and the city won't work with us. And that's what the point of Orr's letter was?
Right. And he's basically saying, look, we've given you stuff as it's become available. The counties have made the point, you didn't give us your comprehensive annual financial report, which is annually done by localities. They gave it to them when it was finished. There's one other report he says is clearly still outstanding. He acknowledges that. But he's trying to make the point that they've shared information here. Now, I don't think it profits us to get into this back and forth, aside from the fact to acknowledge that that's what's going on here, is it's backing and forthing, and this is a very high-stakes negotiation. And it's very important to note here that there are political implications for the counties with their own constituents in terms of how these negotiations play out. As long as Detroit controls the water department, and they can always offload the political flack for that and then point to the city of Detroit and say they're running it, not us.
That's
but
true.
Once the authority has real skin in the game, then that situation changes, and then they can be held more directly accountable to their members. The other thing that's important to note here is I think particularly Macomb and Oakland counties, Oakland particularly, are very fiscally responsible and are run very well. And they're asking some very hard questions of a system that has not been run well for a very, very long time.
Fair questions, yes?
Fair questions. And those things are very hard to square because these are very penetrating and they're hard-nosed. Brooks Patterson's negotiators are very hard-nosed people that understand their numbers and they're pushing things. And so you have really a clash of Brooks Patterson's people and Mark Hackle's people in Macomb County against some very savvy investment bankers and restructuring people that work for Kevin Orr's team.
So if we wind up not getting this regional authority and some private entity takes it over, what could that mean for the shower that I want to take or the grass that I want to water?
I don't think we really know. I mean, I think there's a feeling that we would be more captive to a private operator. You know, some people say, well, just let the city of Detroit operate it. I think the problem there is that you don't get any kind of revenue or any kind of additional value out of the water department. And what Kevin Orr is trying to do is create value. Mm-hmm. And I think that's part of the reasons that the counties are balking, is saying, you know, we're already ratepayers. Why do we have to pay an additional lease on top of that? And that may be is a fair point. And I think what he would say is, in exchange, you get more control, and there's more investment that is put into the capital improvements of a system that's badly undercapitalized and needs more maintenance. So I think this is going to be a large battle. In fact, we have a number of battles that are playing out here. And some people tell you that in a bankruptcy, the louder people squawk is directly proportional to how close they are to a deal. So you're seeing on the DIA front, you're seeing people really making a lot of noise, asking for 100 years worth of records, because I think they're realizing that they're starting to run out of runway here.
Yeah.
And they're looking at a calendar for the court that is getting closer and closer and closer.
Detroit News business columnist Daniel Howes with our Thursday check-in. Thank you so much, Daniel.
Thank you.